This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So one of the questions I got this weekend when I was out of town is, what do I think is going on with Elon Musk? Do I think he's mentally stable? I can't, comment on that. I'm not his doctor. I can see some of his logic with what's been going on. But he also might be, eccentric. He might be impulsive. So I'm not sure. He could be brilliant in what's going on with Twitter. Or it could just be, I jumped too soon, I want out. But either way, we do benefit a little bit from all this. So what happened is Elon Musk, out of the blue, said he was going to take on Twitter and he was going to buy it. The amount of money that was offered, the $44 billion, was something that the shareholders couldn't say no to. And he even said, look, for those of you guys doing some of the BS that you're doing, yeah, probably going to get fired. I want to know how many of these accounts are fake. How many of these are spam? What are these bots doing? And him taking over Twitter, if he was going to run it correctly and make sure there wasn't bias, could have huge implications for the upcoming election. Well, when it got to the point where they asked Twitter to disclose how many fake accounts there are, or bots that run these Twitter accounts and things like that, there was, I guess, silence. And Elon Musk said, well, then I'm out. Why buy a product, expecting there to be X number of consumers, and then when you ask how many of the consumers are real and how many are fake, I think that's a valid question. Now, Twitter may take them to court. Twitter may take Elon Musk to court. So Elon Musk has now mocked Twitter by putting up a meme, right? He has a picture of Chuck Norris at a chessboard with one pawn confidently staring down a full set of pieces, other pieces. And then he has another one where he said, there's him laughing. They said I couldn't buy Twitter. Then they wouldn't disclose bot info. Now they want to force me to buy Twitter in court. Now they have to disclose bot info in court. So, it's very interesting to see the BS that corporations do. And it also depends on how the media is going to be spinning this. If they're going to say, well, yeah, Elon Musk, he jumped too soon, he changed his mind, he wants out, he's using this as an out, that could be it too. I was really surprised when all of a sudden he didn't have the funds, and I think he was going to, use Tesla as collateral. I was like, dang, that is pretty risky. But maybe his whole plan was to get them to admit, was to out them on some of the things that they're doing. I told you, I found Twitter to be very odd in terms of, they don't like to verify a lot of radio hosts. They will verify somebody with hardly any viewers in TV or followers in TV. And these are cool people. I mean, they're reporters, producers, things like that, or not very highly public people within TV. They could have maybe 1,000 followers. They get verified right away. But when it's radio, so many radio folk have talked to me, and I've seen it too. I don't care because I don't really care that much about Twitter. But they're like, I don't get it. Syndicated show, you're out there, I'm out there, why won't they? And so there is some disconnect. There's also some disconnect about the shadow banning, where somebody posts something and it goes all over the place. And then somebody else posts something and nobody ever sees it.
And then also it looks like people that have a lot of followers might have bought them. So you pay for your followers. I don't like that. I don't, you know. So it's, you know, I don't necessarily get my news from there. I get my news from watching the news. You know, I'll watch Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, get my news from that. You know, read Daily Mail, New York Times, LA Times, you know, Wall Street Journal, things like that. I'll go to a variety of sources to get my news. But people are using Twitter for news. And if some of these are bots or fake accounts, that starts to make you a little nervous. You know, everybody was like, oh, we got to fight misinformation on social media, you know, because doctors are trying to warn people that there could be, you know, side effects to some of these medications, or their masks, you know, might be dirty and not working all the time and they need to get new masks. And I mean, you know, the social media is like, we need to fight misinformation. Yet you have a fake account posting. Something's not right. So Twitter on Sunday hired a Delaware-based law firm to sue Musk for backing out of the $44 billion deal. The social media giant brought in Wachtell, Lipton, Rosen, and Katz plans to file suit against Musk this week, this according to Bloomberg. The hiring of this group gives the company access to lawyers Leo Strine and Bill Savitt, who previously served as chancellors of the Delaware Chancery Court. Delaware's Chancery Courts deal with non-jury proceedings overseen by judges known as chancellors. They tackle these business fights, and many top firms, including Twitter, base their corporate headquarters there, even though their main offices lie elsewhere, so they can have that legal advantage. They cannot order punitive damages to be paid, but they generally hear cases more quickly than criminal trials. With the Twitter issue, this might be all resolved by the end of the year. Now, Musk hired Emmanuel Urquhart and Sullivan, a firm who defended him against a 2019 defamation case and is currently representing him in a lawsuit related to Tesla. He owns Tesla, SpaceX, and, you know, he's been in the news a lot, and he kind of has this, you know, attitude of, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it now. But, you know, like I said, where we might benefit from this is finally somebody might be disclosing the fakeness of some of these social media issues. I mean, I knew they were fake. I know there's bots because I'll get, hello, how are you? You look pretty. Would you like to go out? And then I'm like, I don't feel like shaving my legs. And then you see they don't know what to say. I love messing with the bots, too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Americans nowadays, as opposed to maybe in the olden days, are not as excited about having babies. They're very excited about sex. They've always been excited about having sex. Well, but we like to have sex with multiple different people. And we aren't really anchoring down like maybe in the caveman days. Not that all cavemen and women anchored down. But for the most part, once their pheromones were out and about and puberty was hit and you could get pregnant when you were 12, 13, you started your family. Remember, life expectancy wasn't that long. So it wasn't that uncommon for our human ancestors to get pregnant as soon as they were able to. And here we are in 2022.
And we don't forget about our fertility. We have minute-by-minute reminders that we're fertile. We have our bodies. We have our genitalia. We have our boobies. We have our testicles. Right? It is very apparent to us that we have eggs and sperm. But what's different now is we want to be able to enjoy sex without our bodies reacting like they were built to. Our bodies are designed to get pregnant or to impregnate. They are. We might not want to get pregnant, but so much of our bodies are designed for that. Because remember, what in the animal kingdom, it's all about evolution and propagating the race. So you have to stay alive, you have to eat, but you also have to make sure that you have your sperm away from the body heat hanging down so the sperm can be more active. They have to be able to shoot out somewhere. Female has to be able to have an opening for that sperm. There has to be, you know, ducts and conduits and eggs and fluid-filled cavities, and the baby has to be able to grow and then come out. So our bodies are designed for sex. Our bodies are designed to propagate the human race. But we don't now get married when we're 12, 13. We wait till we're in our 20s or 30s. Sometimes we never get married. And we like to have sex. We want to be close with people and not necessarily have them as our lifelong mate or have children with them. So it is no shock that we have a very active, unplanned pregnancy pandemic. And one symptom of that is the abortion controversy, where we're not talking about a few each year, we're talking about at least a million unwanted pregnancies being terminated, because we seem to have a lot of pregnancies. And then you start to wonder how many of the pregnancies that aren't terminated were surprises also, or planned. And so when Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court saying the feds can't ban it, we can't endorse it, it's up to you in the states, that caused a lot of people to freak out, going, well, wait a second, if the feds aren't going to guarantee it, then the states are going to make their own laws. Well, the states were already making their own laws because some states allowed, a third trimester abortion. Other states, they limited as soon as there was a heartbeat. So we already kind of had that issue. But I see how it is going to be more difficult for some women in some states to terminate their pregnancy. As a doctor, I would love to focus some of this attention and some of this passion that people have on how to prevent the millions of unwanted pregnancies that are happening. So birth control is the option that is one of the options. Condoms, there's abstinence, but that's just something that I don't think anybody is really into. So you know, what could we do so a person isn't faced with the decision to end the fetus's growth? It's a tough decision, you know, and nobody's really talking to women who aborted a child. They're and they deserve privacy. You know, now it's like, well, I got to ask my boss if I could go and travel to another state, and I have to, you know, I mean, it's a very, very private decision. But why do we have a million women a year? In the 80s, it was 1.5 million. But why do we have a million women a year faced with this dilemma of I'm pregnant, I don't want to be, and I got to decide what to do with the fetus? And many women it's a very difficult decision. I know a lot of people think, oh, these women are just aborting left and right because they got nothing better to do. It's a serious decision. And I think a lot of women that did undergo an abortion would agree that there needs to be an easier way to be able to enjoy sex, not get pregnant, and have the ability to prevent pregnancy. And I think that's a bipartisan idea. You know, we're not here to discuss if Roe v. Wade needs to come back, or how many abortion clinics, or how much taxpayer money has to go. We're not here to discuss that. It's what do we do to prevent all these unwanted pregnancies? Now, some people will say, well, tell everybody to stop having sex. Not practical. Yeah, not practical. We're in a society right now where it's not a wait till you're married type of situation. All right? You know, people aren't getting married for years. They're marrying when they're 30. A lot of the average age of guys getting married now is 30. So that means they're going to be having sex. That's like, 15 years of sex prior to that. That's millions of sperm each. That's multiple. I can't even calculate the zillions of possibilities of pregnancy by one pubescent male. So if we're not going to have a different attitudes towards sex, we need to have a different attitudes towards birth control. So my question to you guys is, should birth control be over the counter? Able to be accessed by young women and whoever wants it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The FDA is now looking to approve the first ever over-the-counter birth control pill. It's called O-Pill. I believe it's from HRA Pharma. It would be the first daily hormonal birth control pill sold over the counter. Now, birth control is not without its risks. O-Pill, I believe, is progesterone only. Progesterone only is a little safer than the combo pills. Most birth control pills are combo. They have both estrogen and progesterone. And somebody had asked, why weren't these over-the-counter years ago? Well, because some people have died from their birth control pills. If they have a predilection to blood clots, there was a young patient whose doctor, I was seeing her and her family, her gynecologist put her on a basic birth control pill, a birth control pill that a lot of women are on. She ends up having multiple PEs and dying, pulmonary embolisms. She apparently had a clotting factor. She was new to our practice, and I started running panels to see, do you have this? Insurance did not want to pay for it. Insurance did not want the coagulation panel to see if people were exposed. You know, but she was on a common birth control she got from a gynecologist, ends up having multiple PEs, and she dies. And so estrogen-containing birth control does have its risks. It could raise blood pressure. There's been risks of eye issues. It's very interesting. When I was on birth control, eventually I couldn't tolerate my contact lens. There's a study that shows that sometimes it changes your cornea, birth control. I mean, not, honestly, if you're weighing that between that or a person needing to get an abortion, I mean, obviously, you know, some people would be like, you know what, we'll forgo the cornea. Let's try to prevent an unwanted pregnancy. But there's, there could be, risks of heart attack and stroke based on birth control and what it does to your blood pressure, what it could do. In terms of progesterone only, it takes that estrogen, that thrombotic element, it minimizes that. There still can be risks, but it's a safer form. And it also doesn't affect breast milk as much as an estrogen-containing birth control. So a lot of women who don't want to get pregnant will be on the mini pill or progesterone only, such that they could still breastfeed. So I'm not surprised if the FDA is going to allow that. We have Plan B. Plan B is a progesterone-only hormone medication to prevent a pregnancy the day after condom breaking or a sexual encounter that could possibly lead to a pregnancy. And with that, it supposedly prevents the fertilization from happening. Because some people are like, I don't want to support an abortive measure. Plan B will is supposed to kick in before the, because it takes 2 days to get pregnant a lot of times, because the egg takes a couple days to travel, the sperm takes a couple days. So it'll hopefully work before that fertilization, and it also can affect the implantation. So it's a very early form of post-sex birth control. But I get that it's controversial. One issue that could happen so like I said, I'm more of a fan of the progesterone-only birth control than the combo birth control, and I'm for my side of this whole abortion controversy, pro-life versus pro-choice, is I think we need to address there's too many unwanted pregnancies. Too many women are getting pregnant who don't want to be. So are they not getting access to birth control? Is the birth control not working? Is it that they get, or they don't like the side effects? So we do have to have a conversation, and to me it sounds like we're finally having it if the FDA is looking at a medication. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is taking a victory lap on the bipartisan gun safety bill that he recently signed into law.
This has taken too long with too much of a trail of bloodshed and carnage, but lives will be saved today and tomorrow.
The bill includes expansions to the background check review process, as well as grants for states to implement critical intervention programs. It also backs mental health services for communities and schools. The Texas Department of Public Safety says the Uvalde County District Attorney is preventing the release of a hallway video from a recent school shooting. The Texas House Special Committee investigating the shooting at Robb Elementary School wants the 77 minutes of video showing the police response to the shooting made available for public viewing. USA Radio News. Firefighters are continuing to work to protect giant sequoias in Yosemite National Park. With the latest, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry from our West Coast News Bureau.
A wildfire in Yosemite National Park that's threatening some of the world's oldest giant sequoia trees has triggered evacuation orders after growing fivefold over the weekend. The Washburn Fire started last Thursday and has burned at least 2,044 acres by Sunday evening. Nancy Philippe, a Yosemite Fire Information spokesperson, Sunday.
It looks pretty scary, and we're going full force on our suppression tactics.
Several parts of the United States are dealing with record-breaking heat due to a heat dome. At least 10 records were broken across the southwest and central United States over the weekend. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, temperatures hit 105 degrees, surpassing a record that was over 20 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Danny doesn't want to come on air, but he says he does think that abstinence should be taught. They don't teach enough about abstinence in schools. Abstinence, I was taught abstinence because my family said that the Lord would smite me if I even thought about sex. So, for me, it was very easy to say no. I didn't have the most robust dating, history, and I had a lot of
lot of months where I had no boyfriend. It's funny, I'm mixed on that because, you know, when I was in medical school and I saw people dying and I saw young people dying, and I was telling myself, I'm like, look, you know, I've been living my life for the future. I've been living my life for, well, you know, because I want to get married, you know, I want him to be my first, I want whatever, and, you know. And it was all about the future. And then, you know, I was assaulted and lost my virginity in an assault, and I was ticked. I'm like, I could have, this whole time, been enjoying myself. I could have had a first time with somebody I really, really liked, and I went through all that trying to wait till I was married and try to, you know, do what I thought the Lord would want, only for it to end up in that. And I was like, well, to hell with this. And it did rattle my faith a little bit. I still was religious. I still prayed, and I still was grateful to God every day of my life. But I was thinking to myself, I'm like, what did I, you know, I could have had fun this whole time. Now, of course, any relationship that didn't want to stick around because I wasn't having sex wasn't a relationship worth trying to hold on to. But, you know, it did kind of, you know, frustrate me that I made that choice. And so I don't overall regret almost every choice I've made throughout my life. I'm still very happy I did that because I would make decisions very calculated. But, you know, abstinence is interesting because if you are abstinent, and let's say you do have individuals out there that wait till they're married, right? They do. There are some pros and cons. So those that get to wait till they're married, they will definitely not violate the Bible from an adultery standpoint because, you know, I always feared that I would sleep with somebody who had a wife that didn't tell me. And then I'm like, oh, my God, now I violated the Bible. Well, you're not going to violate the Ten Commandments if you don't have sex with someone you're not married to because then they're not married. Now, that's if you care about that kind of stuff. You don't have to worry about STDs. You don't have to worry about HPV. If your partner is a virgin and you're a virgin, it really limits you getting an STD. It also limits you getting pregnant before marriage, before you're ready. But we're not marrying when we're 12, 13. We're marrying now when we're in our late 20s, early 30s, if that. So it starts to make this, it starts to change the practicality of it. Do I think teenagers should be having sex? I'm not a fan of that. And I do support when there is sex ed to also talk about abstinence. I think what has to be taught in sex ed is the realities of what some sexual encounters are. Sometimes sex can be fantastic. But if your partner is inexperienced and you're a virgin and they aren't really in tune with the erogenous zones and what you need, it could be very underwhelming, and you could be very disappointed. And so I would talk to my patients about, you know, they're like, well, I have a boyfriend. I'm like, you know, have you been sexually active? No, we're waiting. You know, I go, you know, have you been, talking about your first time and when you guys are planning? Oh, yeah, it's going to be awesome. You know, we're going to be, you know, we're going to go on a date and we're going to, and I'm like, you know, just realize that, you know, it might hurt. You know, you might bleed afterwards. You know, if he finishes before you, it might not, you know. And I think a lot of women find out that it wasn't as it looked in the movies. In the movies, it looks like it goes all night. And, you know, the person has, I don't know, a Brad Pitt body or whatever. It's not always like that. And a lot of kids don't realize that they're going to be losing their virginity in the back of a car or behind the bleachers or in a bathroom somewhere. You know, and then they're like, well, once I did it, you know, I want to have a boyfriend. If the boyfriend wants to do it, then I'm going to do it. And if you actually interview a lot of young teenagers, you know, how much, you know, do they enjoy sex? A lot of girls will say they don't. And what stinks about that is they could later become women that then have sexless marriages. Sex is supposed to be so amazing. You want sex. Sex is, it makes a relationship, you know, so much more intimate and close, and it's fun, and it's, but if somebody hasn't had good sexual experiences, they're not going to be that willing to do it. Or they might already have in their mind, nah, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. It hurts. I don't want to do it. And then you're in a marriage with somebody, and that person now has to be with you for 30, 40, 50 years with no sex. So I think, in addition to abstinence, and I think that's fine, I think when you do talk about sex ed in class, it shouldn't be to third graders. It should be to, you know, the preteens. Talk to them about, look, all right, you know, show them, you know, what the movies make it look like, right? And then show them, you know, two people, like, after, you know, a minute or two going, that was it. They need visuals. And they need, and I'm trying to think which movie made it seem like it wasn't, you know, all that wonderful. I you don't want to show them a rape scene or anything like that, but there are certain movies where it's like, really, that's it? You're done? That's it? You know, Trainwreck might have had it. Trainwreck might have. But it, you know, the average thing that happens to a teenage girl, one of my friends, she lost her virginity with a guy at a party, and then when she was then apparently they were all in a car driving home, and he is making out with somebody else just minutes after. That's the sort of imagery these teenage girls need to see. Now, I don't want to scare them from ever having sex, but they need to learn that if you are going to be doing it, it might be more advantageous for you to do it with somebody who you're in a relationship with that's not going to dump you 5 minutes later. And that's the problem. For guys, it's like, look, I don't want a relationship. I just want to have sex and move on. But these girls have a much different attitude. They think they're having sex with somebody who's going to take them off to the castle and live happily ever after. There's a disconnect. Nobody talks about that disconnect. What I learned in sex ed was, you know, tampons, your boobs are going to change, you know, your hips are going to change, you're going to make a baby, things like that. It was never the real practicality. And if somebody asks their mom, their mom's going to say, oh, yeah, don't do it. I mean, they're not going to have a very objective conversation with them. Sometimes you can. I mean, I was very, very objective with my kids, going, look, guys, you know, these are the things you got to be aware of. This, I'm going to be, you know, I'm pretty academic about it. But I think sex ed should talk about what sex is, how it's done, what needs to be done, but also talk about how some people's experiences, it's not like the movies. And if you're expecting anything longer than 2 minutes, if you're expecting to be in a big, beautiful mansion with waterfalls and all that, or be, you know, that's not the way it's going to be. Oftentimes, you're going to be asked to have sex in a car. You're going to be asked to have sex in a parking lot, in a field somewhere, or behind a tree. And, you know, these are things that you might be asked to do. And there are some risks with this. And if you don't feel like doing them, it's okay to say no. I think also kids should be taught about assault, how not to be in a position where they could be assaulted. I think also kids should be taught how to prevent being accused of assault. Many teenage boys are being accused of rape. And they're like, no, she wanted to have sex. She told, and you know, so these are things that need to be discussed in sex ed. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't like any discrimination. And the next sort of wave of discrimination is now against older individuals. And things have been getting a little crazy and out of hand
because of all the news and the memes and the coverage of Biden and his gaffes and issues that he's having. And so what makes the topic kind of interesting is Republicans and Democrats coming into the 2024 election. We haven't even finished the midterms, but already everybody's kind of worried about 2024, is trying to kind of handle what do they want to do from the Democratic ticket and the Republican ticket. If Biden is 79, and he's going to be at least 81 when he runs, and he's been having issues, is he too old to run? And in fact, I think a poll has shown at least two-thirds of Democratic voters don't believe Biden should run in 2024. On the other side, you have Trump. Trump would be 80 at the time when he runs. Trump actually had said that life begins at 80. He actually defended age in his tweet, but he said President Biden is one of the oldest presidents in history, but by and of itself, he is not an old man. He said there are many people in their 80s, even their 90s, that are as good and sharp as ever. Biden is not one of them, Trump says, but it has little to do with his age. It actually, life begins at 80. So the topic of conversation that worries me, because we have a lot of older individuals that do want jobs and, you know, do want to run for office and, you know, do want to be felt as they are very contributory to society, and they are seeing now media make a complete mockery of Biden and Trump as opposed, you know, as it pertains to their age. And you do have some people that age really well, and they could go well into their 90s and hundreds and do amazing. You have others that sadly, you start to see some of their fumbles. And like I believe Biden over the weekend, he was reading on a teleprompter, and he read, end of quote, read this line again. So basically, he can't now understand on the teleprompter what are his instructions versus what is the speech. And there's going to be a point where his team is going to not let him talk, you know, publicly. And I told you, his team might want to start doing video addresses where they could do take one, take two, take three, make him look more robust. But they're going to have to figure something out, because when he does go up there, even now with the teleprompter, he's struggling. As a doctor, it's sad to see, you know. But you have the Republicans going, well, I don't know if we want Trump because, you know, there's been drama with him and his age. And so, having, you know, lived with, you know, my grandma, you know, grandma lived with us, and I've been around older people a lot, and as a physician I have, and I love older individuals. I think they are amazing. The wisdom they share, the quirkiness, the history that they lived in, you know, and some of their attitudes towards things. You know, like, you know, I'm not going to tell you my age. You're not going to know my age. And I'm like, that's kind of, you know, that it's old school. You know, people would hide their age. Now, nothing's hidden. There's no privacy. Everybody's age and weight and all that are on Google. In fact, I'm going to post. There's a site that asks about my feet. And you're supposed to rate if a celebrity's feet is smelly. Now, I'm honored I'm on this site, but I don't want people talking about my feet. So there's just no privacy these days. So older individuals don't want to be labeled as, you know, having dementia, having cognitive deficits, having Alzheimer's. And so, you know, Biden is in a very precarious position right now because he has a long-standing career. And these polls are putting him at, we don't want, he's not, you know, sparky enough. This comes from New York Times, Siena College poll. So New York Times, which is usually very, very supportive of the current administration. Total of 64% of voters say they want someone else besides Biden as the party's nominee. 26% think the party should nominate Biden, even though incumbent presidents traditionally have major electoral advantages. Because some people are like, why would 26% say to keep him? Well, again, they think there might be an advantage. His overall job approval stands at 33%. So seeing Biden, who, again, still has, for his age, some great, I mean, in my family, no man lives past 62. So I still think for 79, he's doing great. He just might not be good enough to be in the position of president with all the issues that he's starting to have. And when you compare him to just a couple years ago, it's deteriorating kind of quickly. So I am nervous. I'm not here to diagnose him, but I am nervous about it. So, you know, should Trump run when he's 80? Should Biden run again? Personally, I think what's going to happen is Biden is not going to want to end a multi-decade career on a sad note. He's not going to want to, lack getting the nomination. So he is going to say, I'm retiring from politics. But I don't think he's going to retire after they say we're not going to use him. I think he's going to retire before, put Kamala into the presidency, so he gets to have that as a big, big win at the end of his career. I think he's going to end his career on a bang. And that bang is probably going to be, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put Kamala in. I'm going to leave, take care of family, take care of some things. And Kamala is now going to get the experience of president, and then she'll be the incumbent. That's what I think the Democrats might do, even though Kamala doesn't seem to have the popularity as others. But we've gotten away and gotten astray of being politically correct and not marginalizing people. And all you now hear is too old, dementia, something's wrong with them. And I'm a little nervous about that because, I'm going to be, eventually in my 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And I might still want to work. I might still want to do radio. I know some of you guys are like, really? I'm surprised you're not 90 now. Go on, stop it. 90-year-olds can still be pretty spry. But we also have to be very honest about things, okay? I can't run a marathon. Maybe I could. I need to get back into training. But there's a lot of things that I might not be. I don't think I could go back and go through all the calculus I did and all the advanced mathematics I did. Maybe I could. I'd have to put some work, to it. But there's a lot of things that we might not be able to do. One of you had asked if Trump is going to live through two terms if he gets reelected. Trump doesn't get two terms. Trump already did four, so his next, if he does get reelected, he could only do four more years. So that means he would be done by 84 years old. Ronald Reagan was able to do it, but again, even Ronald Reagan had issues. So, should both parties go for somebody younger? Most likely they're going to. The Republicans might go for DeSantis. What's going to happen is there's going to be a primary, and if Trump's DeSantis, then Trump's going to win it again. But from the Democratic side, I think they are going to try to get younger, like Michelle Obama. I don't think they're going to go for Hillary. I think they're worried about Hillary's age, too. But, for those of you that are like, oh, yeah, it's too old. 79 is too old. 80 is too old. Be very, very careful with that thought process. There's a lot of individuals. My father-in-law, 80, sharp as a tack. He could run this country blindfolded. I wish he would run for office, but he won't. And, 80 isn't, I agree with Trump on that. 80 isn't necessarily, old. Do I think life starts at 80? No. But I think there's still a lot of wisdom and a lot of things you could do. My problem is the president has to be something a little different these days. The president not only has to be wise, but he has to be intimidating. He has to make other countries realize that if you mess with one American, you mess with all of us. He has to not have that resilience where he's not pulled apart by the extremes in his party. Maybe it takes a younger guy that could put up with all that stress. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.